Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a mid-bass blend for a rag-infused DNB Chaos section in Ableton Live 12. And yeah, that sounds wild, but the idea is actually simple. The sub gives you weight, the mid-bass gives you attitude, and the drums give you motion. If those three parts work together, the drop feels huge. If they fight each other, everything turns to mud. So the goal here is not just to make a loud bass sound. The goal is to make a bass part that feels rude, rhythmic, and alive, while still leaving room for the kick, snare, and break to hit properly. Start with the groove, not the tone. That's the first big beginner lesson. If the bass line doesn't feel good as a pattern, no amount of distortion or effects is going to save it. So before you get fancy, set your project to 174 BPM and build a simple 4-bar loop. Put in a kick, a snare on beats 2 and 4, and a basic hat or break loop. Keep it clean and simple for now. We want the bass to answer the drums, not fight a wall of sound. Now create your sub on a separate MIDI track, load operator or simpler, and keep it clean. If you use operator, choose a sine wave. That's your classic sub foundation. Keep it mono, keep it simple, and use short note length so the low end doesn't smear into the next hit. For a beginner-friendly subline, try one or two notes per bar first. Seriously, don't overcomplicate it. The sub's job is weight, not drama. A good habit here is to write the root notes first and listen to how they sit with the kick and snare. In DNB, if the sub is too busy, the groove gets smaller instead of bigger. You want the low end to feel like a solid floor under the track. Once the sub is working, make a second MIDI track for the mid-bass. This is where the personality lives. Load Waveatable or Operator and start with a saw or square-based sound. You can even detune a second oscillator slightly to thicken it up. Don't go too bright yet. We're aiming for gritty and expressive, not piercing and painful. A simple starting point in Waveatable is one saw oscillator, one square or saw oscillator slightly detuned, and then a filter to shape the tone. You can start with the cutoff somewhere in the mid-range and then automate it later. After the instrument, add saturator and give it a little drive, maybe just enough to make the sound feel rude. Turn on soft clip if needed, but watch your output level. The sound should have attitude, not just volume. Now comes the fun part. The phrase, rag-infused DNB works really well with call and response ideas. Think of the bass like it's talking back to the drums. Bar 1 can hit with a short stab and a gap. Bar 2 can stretch out a bit with some wobble or movement. Bar 3 can repeat the idea with a variation. Bar 4 can act like a little fill or pickup that pulls you back into the loop. A really useful beginner pattern is this: hit on beat 1, then another note on the end of 2, then a short answer on beat 3, then leave space before the loop resets. That space is important. Silence is part of the groove. In this style, the rests help the bass sound more vocal and more aggressive, because the listener has room to feel each hit. Keep the note lengths short while you're learning. Stabs can be eighth notes or quarter notes. Movement notes can be quarter notes or half notes. Just make sure you leave gaps. If the bass is constantly playing, it stops sounding like a phrase and starts sounding like a blur. Now we add movement. In Ableton Live 12, stock devices make this really easy. Put auto filter on the mid-bass and automate the cutoff. Start with a low pass or band pass filter and move the cutoff between roughly 200 Hz and a couple of kilohertz depending on the section. Open it slightly on the first hit, keep it tighter when the drums are busy, and open it more before the loop repeats. That gives you tension and release without adding extra notes. If you want a more mechanical feel, try an LFO sync to 1/8 or 1/16 notes. Keep the amount modest. You want motion, not chaos for chaos's sake. In DNB, controlled movement usually hits harder than random movement. Now blend the sub and mid-bass like they're one instrument. Group them together if that helps your workflow. Keep the sub mono. If needed, use utility and set the width to 0 on the sub track. On the mid-bass, high-pass the low end so it doesn't crowd the sub. Usually somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz is a good starting point, but trust your ears and adjust based on the patch. Here's the big blend check. The sub should be felt more than heard, the mid-bass should provide character, and the kick should still cut through clearly. If the bass only sounds good in stereo, that's usually a warning sign. DNB low end needs to be solid in mono, so do quick mono checks with utility and listen for what disappears. A really practical workflow is to solo the sub first and make sure it supports the kick, then bring in the mid-bass and lower it until it feels exciting but not overpowering. If the track feels weaker when you mute the mid-bass, that's a good sign. If muting it barely changes anything, it may be too quiet or too generic. And if it suddenly takes over the whole mix, it's too loud or too wide. Next, Make the bass interact with the drums. This is where the section starts to feel like a real DNB drop instead of a looped synth idea. Let the bass land just after the snare sometimes for a push-pull feeling. Leave gaps where the break can speak. Add a bass stab before a snare for tension. Push short fill at the end of bar 4 so the loop rolls back around with energy. If you're using a breakbeat, don't crowd the busy ghost note areas. Let the break do some of the rhythmic talking. Your bass should accent the groove, not smear over every detail. A good beginner arrangement for this might be bars 1 and 2 with sparse ragga-style stabs, bars 3 and 4 with more movement and a quick fill, then a repeat with one extra note or a filter change. Now let's add some grit and transition energy. Saturator is your friend here, so is drum bus if you use it lightly. A small amount of drive can glue the bass layers together and give the sound more presence. You can also try a bit of redux if you want a more digital edge, but be careful. Too much and the bass turns into fizz. Use echo on throws at the end of phrases, not on the core sub. Reverb should stay off the sub, and if you use it at all, keep it to sends or special moments on the mid-bass. One really nice move is to put a short echo throw on the last note of bar 4, open the filter a little at the same time, and then let the bass drop back into silence for half a beat, before the loop repeats. That tiny gap makes the next hit feel much bigger. It's one of those simple tricks that instantly makes the drop feel more intentional. Now step back and think about the arrangement. A strong beginner structure could be intro, then build, then drop one with the full sub and mid-bass blend, then a switch up where you remove the mid-bass for a bar or change the rhythm, then bring the original idea back bigger. That contrast is what keeps the listener locked in. If the section starts to feel flat, don't immediately add more processing. First reduce the notes, then check the space, then check the blend. A lot of beginner bass problems are actually phrasing problems, not sound design problems. More silence often creates more impact than more distortion. Here are a few things to watch out for. Don't make the mid-bass too loud. Don't let it own too much low end. Don't over-widen the bass. Don't use constant notes with no rests, and don't forget to listen to how the bass works with the snare and break. In DNB, the bass is rhythmic, not just tonal. If you want to push the style darker or heavier, try a few extra tricks. Automate the filter cutoff at the end of phrases. Use short silence before a bass hit to make it punch harder. Layer a subtle reese texture under the main mid-bass if you want more movement, but keep it quieter than the main sound. You can also use tiny modulation changes on wavy-table position, filter cutoff, or pitch to keep the sound alive without making it wobble out of control. And here's a very important mindset tip. Keep the sub boring on purpose. That's not a flaw. That's the strategy. The more character and motion you put into the mid-bass, the more stable and simple the sub should be. Let's wrap this into a quick practice challenge. Set Ableton to 174 BPM. Build a 4-bar drum loop. Make a clean sine wave sub and operator. Make a saw or square-based mid-bass in wavy-table. Write a phrase with at least two short stabs, one longer movement note, and one bar of space or a fill. Add auto-filter to the mid-bass, and automate the cutoff over the 4 bars. Add a little saturator. Check the whole thing in mono with utility. If it works, bounce it out and listen back as audio. The big takeaway is this. The best mid-bass blend in DNB is powerful, controlled, and full of attitude. Sub for weight, mid-bass for personality. Drums for motion. Keep the phrases short, leave space and let the groove breathe. That's how you get ragga-infused chaos that actually hits.